Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. Today, we're going to be discussing what it means to be yourself. So in today's podcast, I want to discuss some important concepts related to being yourself, being authentic, being true to yourself. You'll hear people use this expression, right? Be yourself, right? And essentially the message that's being sent is to be your authentic self and express who you truly are, regardless of what other people say, other people's opinions, judgments, and social pressures. Now, while it is very important to be yourself, to be authentic, to be true to yourself, right? To do you, so to speak. It can also be used as an excuse to disregard other people's opinions, other people's feedback, and ultimately lack empathy for other people who are going to be directly affected by our behaviors and our choices. Now, before we begin, I want to make a suggestion on a book that has truly changed my life. This book I highly suggest for anyone who truly wants to change themselves for the better and therefore enhance their life in every capacity. This book is called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. It's an extremely lengthy book, but ultimately packed with content that really clarifies what it means to be authentic and to build a life that reflects that authenticity. So I'm going to share a link to purchase this book in the description section below. To begin, one of the concepts that Dr. Joe Dispenza uses throughout this particular book is that our body is physiologically wired to operate in a certain way. So the body gets cues from the outer world, which then trigger certain physiological, emotional reactions inwardly. And these are essentially programs. And when these programs get activated by those cues, they set in motion certain feelings, certain thoughts, and ultimately certain actions. So in response to this, we are going to seek out those particular cues to then reinforce how we already feel, think, and do. And what this does is it creates a feedback loop where our body and our mind and our spirit are aligned with a certain particular reality that includes all of these cues in the outside world, and ourselves, our inner world, and our outer world are coexisting, right? They're created together. Now, it is very common and very easy to think of yourself as a victim of your circumstances because our circumstances feel, let's say, impossible to change. We're so heavily attached to them. We're so heavily attached to these very particular cues. And in many ways, we're emotionally addicted to this specific reality that we've chosen. Now, if we want to create a different life, then we need to be mindful of the different cues that we are reacting to and shift into reacting differently to those cues and ultimately aligning with the cues for a life that we want to live. So essentially, we need to break the addiction and the habit of being the person that continuously chooses and reinforces these outer stimuli. Now, once we do this, we can then choose to become who we want to become, and we can put out a specific energy of the person that we are becoming, of the identity that we truly are. And once we have continuously identified with this new person, once we made a habit of being this person and only reacting to stimuli in the outside world that confirms this new identity, then we will become the person we want to be. And ultimately, as a result of that, we'll attract the lifestyle that aligns with this person. Now, obviously, this is oversimplified and does not do justice to the book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which does a tremendous job of explaining what this means, all this process, and how to actually do it. So again, highly suggest you check out that book for more in-depth insight on this specific topic. Now, I believe strongly that one of the most important questions that we could ask ourselves is, who am I, right? Who are you? Asking this question will automatically get us into this thought process, into thinking about our true identity, right? How we feel, how do we feel about ourselves, how do we see ourselves, and if we're actually being authentic, if we're being true to ourselves. Now, it is very difficult to come to the realization that more often than not, we are actually not living in alignment with who we truly are. We're living out of an identity that was, let's say, given to us in childhood, reinforced by friends and family, and then later affirmed by society. So the person we think we are, essentially, is very often not the person who we actually truly are. Who we actually are is not our job, it's not our career, it's not our status in society, it's not the role we play, right, our family system. Who we truly are is something that existed before we ever began to play these roles or learned how to play, how to fall in line in a specific system. Now, while they are part of who we are, and certainly it is us doing those things or becoming those things or playing those roles, it is not the essence of who we are. It does not summarize the actual essence and authenticity of who we are. Now, most people do not search for their true identity. They never question who they are. And as a result, they can never really step into a life that brings fulfillment that comes along with being authentic and being true to yourself. In fact, most of us, I would argue, are running 1,000 miles away in the opposite direction from who we truly are. We're in many ways terrified of what we'll have to confront and face when, if we did truly want to figure out who we were, the journey to finding authenticity. However, an interesting thing happens when we do finally stop running from the fear of confronting ourselves, of facing ourselves. Essentially, what we do is we realize that there was really nothing to fear but the fear itself. We realize that fear, in many ways, was lying about who we truly are, about our ability to deal with the things that get in the way of growth and happiness. So we are more than capable of dealing with what comes our way. We have an inner reservoir of power, of capabilities to really take on life and grow, and we are very powerful beings. So when we do stop running, we begin to feel more at home in our body, and we begin to feel more secure in who we truly are. We feel more at peace with who we are, realizing that where we are in this moment is exactly where we need to be. And we experience incredible peace and bliss and unconditional love by just being alive, by just accepting ourselves for who we are. In addition, we also start to experience what it means to be at peace with ourselves. And as a result of that, there's a fulfillment and a contentness that occurs at that place we are at peace with our existence. And finally, when we do stop running, we finally see and experience what it means to be in your power, to be powerful, because we are essentially, like I mentioned, tapped into the unconditional love that where we can sort of yield this power for a creative purpose. This is the power of the present moment. Now, the thing about trauma and abuse is that it disconnects us from who we truly are, right? The more traumatized or abused we were, the more, let's say, defense mechanisms, fears, barriers, negative core beliefs we have, and that disconnect us from the present moment, that disconnect us from ourselves, from intimacy, the more work it is going to take to work through and break down barriers to authenticity. So the person that we create in response to trauma to survive is ultimately not necessarily aligned with who we are. The person who we become because of these traumatic and abusive past experiences is usually highly reactive, ego-identified, filled with negative and false core beliefs, and as a result, we live in fear, and we feel very powerless as a result of living out of alignment. In many ways, we are so heavily attached to the idea of who we are. We are, in essence, one with this person. In many ways, we're addicted to this sort of pseudo idea of who we are. And breaking the habit of being yourself is essentially breaking the habit of being and identifying with this person that we think we are, which in many ways can have a lot of similarities to detoxing from an addiction, because when we are detoxing from addiction, we're essentially breaking up with the dependency on those cues that cause us to sort of fall back into alignment with that false version of who we are. So one of the main reasons why we live in fear is because we believe that we are powerless, and we are powerless over our circumstances, we're powerless over things that happen to us, over other people. And in reality, living in fear is just not accepting or at least realizing that who we are is infinitely powerful. To know who you truly are and to be your authentic self is to realize a very fundamental truth, is that you are powerful beyond belief by virtue of your very existence. So I think one of the hardest times in everyone's life is, generally speaking, is our teenage years, right? This was definitely the case for me. The reason it's so difficult to be a teenager is because, you know, at that age, you're really trying to figure out who you are. And this is why, you know, teenagers rebel, right? They're trying different hats, different clothes, different radical music. They're essentially constantly trying to push boundaries, trying new things to figure out who they are. That angst of not knowing who they are as an independent being can be very anxiety-inducing and frustrating. It can take years and tons of trial and error, as well as inner work to truly find out who you are and then ultimately make peace with that person or express that person. And there's an unbelievable peace and comfort that happens when we do find out who we are. And this is not just something that happens just by virtue of being alive, but it takes work. It takes challenges. It takes being able to explore who you are, your inner world, and be able to discern between who you truly are and who you are not. So in intimate relationships, very often partners will be very frustrated with each other for just not accepting, you know, who I am, right? You might hear statements like, this is who I am, and you need to accept me. And oftentimes, this is actually an excuse for immature and even abusive behavior. And the reality of the situation is that we are all constantly evolving. And we're also growing into a person who could hold space for someone and ultimately refining our character so we can be in relationships with other people in a way that is interconnecting. So to take responsibility for becoming the person you are meant to be is also realizing that the outside world will offer feedback to us and in how you show up to the world. And it's important to listen to that feedback and use that so we can understand what we need to do to change, to heal, to be our highest self, and to truly be authentic. So it's not simply something we can just say, hey, this is who I am. You just need to accept me, because in reality, we always need to take responsibility for our shortcomings, our wounds, our reactivity, and show up as our higher self continuously. You know, being obnoxious, disrespectful, and just expecting a partner to just deal with your misbehavior, so to speak, it's not being yourself. Essentially, it's being considerate and ultimately not responsible, right? And essentially, it's not who you are. Who you are is developing in the face of conflict as it deals with life unfolding challenges and all that comes along with it. So breaking the habit with being yourself essentially is breaking up with the idea that who you are is fixed and who you are is a product of your circumstances or your upbringing. In essence, you decide who you are going to be. And if you decide to align who you are with your authenticity, then you will be aligned with that authenticity, that present moment self, which allows you to show up to the world more balanced, more at peace, more happy, more joyous, more whole. And ultimately, that is really what is going to elevate our life in all ways. So to be yourself is to continuously learn more and more about who you truly are, identify with this authentic present moment self, and then continuously evolve forever as you continuously grow towards your full potential. And this is the process that takes continuous learning and continuous challenges and ultimately taking feedback from other people as we learn more and more about our true nature, but also letting go and shedding layers of who we are not, because in essence, we are always becoming, we're always growing towards our higher self. And to be alive, to be human, to be a responsible human being is to continuously take responsibility for how we show up to the world and assure that we are showing up as whole, as at peace, and as balanced as we possibly can. This is how we change our life for the better. This is how we affect the world. And this is ultimately how we take our power back. This is how we build the life that we'd like to build based on that authenticity. So the road to authenticity after trauma could be daunting. It could be filled with barriers to intimacy, barriers to present moment awareness, and barriers to living your authentic self. So if you're interested in going on a healing journey, if this resonates with you, if you're interested in working with me one-on-one, I'd be honored to do so. Feel free to reach out to me. My email is yitz, Y-I-T-Z, at magnoliahealingcenter.com. My phone, 818-210-6049. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast episode. Until next time, all the best.